Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. I need you today because I'm going to ask this question, and I know you're going to have something to say about it because I think we all deal with it from time to time, or maybe struggle with it on a regular basis. Do you ever have to pretend everything is okay in life? Do you ever have to pretend that everything is okay in life? You're going along, you're going to work, you're interacting with people in your community, your fellow parishioners, and your friends, and you have to pretend that everything is okay when it really isn't. Do you ever do that? Does that happen to you? You have to put on that social mask kind of and just go out there and really act like everything is just really cool, but it really isn't. Do you ever have to pretend everything is okay in life? That's the question I'm asking today on Take Two. This is your platform. This is where you come together. You share your lived experiences, your wisdom, your knowledge on the topics that we put forth, and you take it to great heights. We learn and grow together. But if the phones go silent, it's just me talking, which is, I can do that, but I want to hear from you. This is your wonderful, welcoming place to come together and to really learn and grow together as the body of Christ. Now, here's how it rolls here on Take Two. If you're listening, you hear the sound of my voice, we consider you part of the family. So please call in. If you're driving and you got us on Bluetooth, maybe pull over to the side of the road and make your call, because Bluetooth sometimes is a little hard with background noise. But we would love to hear from you. We have a lot of first-time callers from all over the world. So that's wonderful because they communicate with us on social media. And I'm waving to you guys on Facebook and YouTube. Like I said, Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. You have me today. And I love entertaining your calls because I learn and grow every single time. You know, Charles Beery, our producer, reminded me of our anniversary date coming up. And I said, 9 years, Charles, 9 years. We've been going strong because of the Take Two family. So please fill up every single one of those phone lines. Matt Kabinski's waiting to answer your call at 833-288-3986 and answer the question, do you ever have to pretend everything is okay in life and still function? You know, we've heard the statement, everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. So be kind always. And that is so true. Everyone we meet is fighting a battle inside or something that they're dealing with, the storms that are raging, all sorts of things. And we have no idea. We just encounter them maybe just in passing, you know, at daily mass, you know, hi, how are you doing? And they say, oh, I'm good. So you just assume they really are good, but maybe they're not. Maybe they experienced a loss or they have something they're dealing with, or pressures or anxiety or stress or something that is just really weighing them down, and they don't want to share their whole life story. So they say, I'm good, because that keeps you at bay. You know, you're good, they're good, and everybody moves on, but they're really not okay. So has that been you? Have you ever had to pretend everything is okay in life, and really behind the scenes, it's kind of crumbling? Let's talk about it. There goes the phone lines. That's the way to do it. That's the Take Two way. I do need all those phone lines filled, though. Why? Because I like to really go around the country, around the world. We get calls in from Canada all the time. I would love to talk to everybody and see if we all kind of deal with the same things, you know? I'll be the first one to admit there have been many times I have had to put on that social mask, if you will, and go out there and act like everything is okay when there was something really pressing at home or something that was giving me a lot of trouble. And I didn't feel it was the right time, the right place to share, you know, all my sadness, sorrows, all that kind of stuff. So you just have to just take a deep breath, you know, go out there and not ruin everybody else's day with our problems. That happens. You know, you don't want to do that. And you don't want to bring people down. Although I will tell you, there are people that love to do that. They love when they feel down, they like everybody else to, you know, go along with them and be very negative. And then if somehow it feeds where they're at. So that's an interesting angle too. So we can talk about that. Or maybe you're this person that, you know, you've never had to do that. You know, what you see is what you get, and you just, you don't pretend at all. There's never that social presence that you put out there. You just, if you're having a bad day and somebody says, how are you? You say, I'm having a lousy day. Or maybe you go into a little bit of an elevator type speech about where you're at, so you can get a pulse at where you're at in life. And maybe that's you. That is really cool. I admire that. I'd love to hear from somebody like that who's done that. 833-288-3986. But I think for the most, you know, oftentimes we all kind of struggle with this idea that you can't just air everything that's going on. It's just a lot, right? And, you know, you're thinking to yourself, well, if I tell my problems, you know, they seem so minor compared to what other people are going through. So I don't want to burden them or something like that. If you struggle with that, that also can keep you from really living an authentic life out in the world. So there's a lot of different angles to this. And I think that if we approach it from that perspective, we're going to have a very healthy discussion on this and walk away with a new understanding. So who's with me? Come on, you guys. Jerry will be back tomorrow. I need you. We do have some open phone lines. It is Monday. Happy Pentecost. Happy birthday to our church. I love Pentecost. It's just a beautiful feast. There's so much to learn about that. But we do have to go out into the world and spread the gospel message as part of our baptism and as Christians. So it's very important we do that. And how do we do it? Do we do it authentically and share everything, all the crosses we're carrying, or do we quietly hide those and we go out there and just bring joy to other people's lives? I mean, it's how you really, it really is with your personality. So let's talk about it. Let's go fill up those last open phone lines. This is going to be a great discussion. I feel it. 833-288-3986. And you're going to hear the music. There it goes. Charles Beery's right on cue. Matt Gabinski's answering calls. And we have Michael on social media. I'm waving to everybody there. You can put your comments right there on social media and I'll pick them up and add them to the discussion. But I'd love to hear your voice. 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. You ever have to pretend everything is okay in life and go out there and still look happy, 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 right? Has that ever happened to you? Come on, you guys. It's Monday. I know it's Monday, but I need your help. Jerry will be back tomorrow. You have me today. I have you, but you got to fill up those phone lines. So please stop what you're doing for about 5 minutes and make a call. 833-288-3986, because I count on you. So if you don't call, you're just going to hear me sharing all the stories about how people do that, share their authentic self, or they hide themselves for various reasons, because it's kind of a relationship. It can break a relationship. You know, people don't necessarily want to hang around people who are down and depressed and, you know, frustrated with life and have major problems. So that presents an issue as well. So let's talk about it. 833-288-3986. Okay, I'm going to get to Jackie in Pennsylvania. Jackie, hold on just another second. I just have to share this with our Take Two family. Today is the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and May is the month dedicated to the Blessed Mother. Pope St. John Paul II said, in accord with a long-standing tradition of devotion, parishes and families continue to make the month of May a Marian month, celebrating it with many devout liturgical, catechetical, and pastoral initiatives. Join us in this devotion to the Blessed Mother with rosaries, books for children and adults, nativity sets, prayer cards, statues, and more. It's all available at ewtnrc.com. May is the month of Mary. Let's make the most of it. The church that my husband and I, Catholic Church, my husband and I went to Mass on Sunday celebrating the graduates, they had the most beautiful side, really shrine set up to Our Lady. It was gorgeous. I wanted a picture in front of it so badly, but the kids were all lined up to take pictures, so I felt bad kind of getting in line. So I just admired from a distance. It's absolutely beautiful. Okay, we do have an open phone line. Do you ever pretend everything is all right in life and it really isn't? It's just falling apart. Could you call in and share? 833-288-3986. First up is Jackie in Pennsylvania on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Jackie. Thanks for calling the program.
Hi, Debbie. Good to hear from you, and great listening to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Back at you. So tell us, what's cooking?
So I ask for your prayers, please, because you're such a prayerful woman, and you guys are so understanding. You give out great advice, and we're in construction, so it's hard. I put up to God. My husband and I have a construction business. It's an excavating business, and we have highs and lows. Mm-hmm. And it's just hard because some months are really, really hard, and some months are, you know, great for a moment, and then it's gone. And everybody is able to do their daily things, put food on their table, pay their bills, and do extra things for their children. And I'm just so grateful that we are in hockey, and we are in ice hockey, and we are in Catholic school. Mm-hmm. So I'm so blessed to be have my children in Catholic schools. I cannot tell you, but I just want the prayers, possibly, if that would be okay.
Sure.
And for my family, so we don't have to struggle so much and put on a smiling face when things are crumbling sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I stay strong together in our faith. Thank God. Thank you.
Yeah. That's wonderful, Jackie. Okay, I put you in the book for sure. We will pray. But you know this, but let me just share it. You're not alone in this area. You know, when people are depending on commission sales, for instance, like insurance or real estate, you know, being a realtor or something of that nature, you deal with that, right? You can't really predict what type of paycheck is going to come in, if any, that month, and you've got to figure out how you're going to space things apart and how you're going to pay the bills, and it becomes this roller coaster of a ride because you don't have the stability of a paycheck you can guarantee every single 2 weeks or something of that nature. I can totally relate. But I my whole life it's always been revolving around commission sales, with my dad being in insurance his whole entire adult life, you know, my husband. It's one of those things. But do you realize, Jackie, and I'm sure you do, but I want to share this with everybody who has the same situation, and there's a lot of us that deal with this. We are in an awesome position to fully trust and fully surrender to God because we don't know exactly when that contract or that, you know, sale or something of that nature is going to come in. We really don't. We can't predict it. We're not going to be able to. Even if we try to estimate something, it usually doesn't go that way because people are involved. And when people are involved, you can't really predict it. So we are in a great position to fully develop and heighten our trust for God, which is what he wants from all of us. So have you thought about that? That even though it's such a rocky road in life like this, like going up and down, not sure, you know, what financial things are going to come in and what kind of stability we all have in this area. But it's also probably one of the greatest blessings because it's an ongoing scenario that we can enter into and practice on a daily basis. Have you ever thought of that?
Yes. Absolutely. And it's funny. Thank you for reminding me of that. And that is, I know that in my heart, but sometimes you forget, you just are going through the motions. And I actually just went to church, and I was, picking up tickets for my kids, which when I had money, I got discount Hershey Park tickets, which is such a blessing. And I went to St. Teresa and I prayed and I lit candles at St. Joseph and for Mary and in the chapel. And I just ask God for God's grace. And, you know, I just put up to God. I put this business up to God right before we did it. Mm-hmm. And he's been carrying us through ever since.
Right.
And I just pray to God for just financial stability so I'm not worried. And I don't want to worry because that's the devil. I don't want to worry. I want to put it up to Jesus, and I do trust in Jesus. And it's made me amazingly closer, and I'm a convert.
Mm.
So I am so close to Jesus, so close to Jesus. But, you know, I keep looking up to him, and I have him right on my kitchen window, mm-hmm. and I look, and it brings my eyes right up to him. Like, if I'm looking down, I said, Jesus, I look up to you. Like, I try to keep my eyes on him, you know,
yeah.
and the Blessed Mother and
yeah.
Eternal Father. And all the saints have helped me.
I was just going to say that. The saints are pulling for you and also your guardian angel. So your guardian angel helps with that clarity to be able to navigate life and not be stressed out, right? So I think it's awesome. And you know, here's the other thing. Sometimes when things are so predictable and so stable, we can get complacent in our spiritual growth. Don't you think? I mean, I know that's what we all crave, right? Is stability. That's why people pray to win the lottery all the time. Oh, please, Lord, let me win the lottery because everything will be so much better once I win the lottery. But we know that's not true because they've done the studies and the reports on people who've won the lottery, and they ended up not being happier, or oftentimes they've lost relationships, they've lost all the money, you know, things like that. Not every time, but it happens. But Jackie, have you ever thought about that? So here we are in a position where we don't have a very stable paycheck that we can count on every single 2 weeks. But yet that's what we're praying for. But then maybe that's why God doesn't really allow us to have it, because if we have it, we might become complacent and go on autopilot. What do you think of that?
Right. Yes, I do believe that. I believe that he's talking through you right now. It makes
Aww.
Me cry.
Oh, I love you, Jackie. You're so sweet. You're so sweet. But I love your heart. And you know what? We're all in this together in different ways. And I tell you, it is so interesting, this thing called life. It's taken me almost 59 years. I'll be 59 this year. It's taken me 59 years to finally somewhat grow up and realize how life is. It can be an adventure if we look at it that way, or it can be such a struggle and so heavy. And so I have chosen in the past couple of years, I said, you know what, Lord, I'm going to look at it like an adventure. And it has been ever since. And yes, it's scary. It goes up and down and twists and turns and loop-de-loops and all that stuff. But you know what? It's really cool. We get to do so many things that are so different. You know, it's going to be so different on the other side of the veil. It'll be much better on the other side of the veil when we get our glorified bodies. But right now, we have this awesome opportunity to grow in holiness. What do you say, Jackie?
Absolutely. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And thank you for reminding me of my guardian angel too, because I pray mm-hmm. to all the saints and all the angels, and I thank God every day. And I do look at it as an adventure, but sometimes I think, you know, sometimes you feel those struggles and you're, you know, you just got to get outside the box and
yeah.
go to Jesus. Go yeah. to Jesus.
Amen. And I love that you and your husband are so close spiritually and you're doing it together. That's amazing. That's a blessing, a big blessing. There are a lot of couples that aren't doing it, and that's why there's a lot of cracks in the foundation of their homes. And so you and your husband have got that part mastered. So that's fabulous. Jackie, call me anytime. I think you're wonderful. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you so much. You do the same.
Okay. Sounds great. We'll talk again. What a great call from Jackie in Pennsylvania. Okay. She just freed that phone line. Now, if you would jump in and share, do you ever have to pretend everything is okay in life, even though it's crumbling behind the scenes? Let's talk about it. That was, I thought, a very productive, wonderful conversation, very enlightening conversation that Jackie and I just had. I hope you got something out of it. I did. Jackie and I were both moved with emotion, and that's a good thing. I love the day after we celebrated Pentecost with the Holy Holy Spirit moving, you know, let the Spirit flow. That's the theme. Let the Spirit flow. And so let's see where the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit is prompting somebody just like you to pick up that phone and make a call. 833-288-3986. Let's go to Ron in Los Angeles, California. I'm waving to you, Ron, on YouTube. How you feeling?
Hey there, cough-a-doodle-doo. I'm hanging in there. I've had a wild time this past week with the vertigo resurgence since January. You know, through my texting and roller coaster of health issues, I've definitely been one where I've not been the mask of everything's okay. Mm-hmm. And you, among others, have seen some of my help calls for the prayer warriors. But this morning I put out a prayer, and I think I did send that one to you. It's more of a prayer of thanksgiving. I had prayers for purgation while I'm still on this side of the curtain, so maybe I can get straight home to heaven at the time I'm called. So this morning's prayer became something in the realm of thank you, Lord, for allowing me, for answering my prayer that mm-hmm. I can be in this purgatory, purgation time to take care of my body, my soul. Right. My mind and heart, and my biggest prayer is the prayer of perseverance through a lot of what I'm dealing with. But in the moment, the health issues and the brain farts and all this other stuff, the mini strokes, the AFib, and all this other stuff I got to deal with mm-hmm. for the last mm-hmm. 10 years, you know, being health homebound has been one of the biggest challenges in my life at 63 and. You know, a few months later, I've got 64. But I can at least say two things. One, my guardian angel has definitely been on top of things. I'm starting to be more in tune to that. Mm-hmm. In fact, an episode that hit me, my guardian angel basically screamed at me the word aspirin, because if I hadn't taken it, I probably would not be here to talk about it.
Wow.
It's just been a whirlwind. I've never really been one to put a mask on and say everything's okay. But some days I'm not quite where Mother used to say, you know, I'm the organ reciter, but I just kind of call it out to the people I trust and those who would listen. Mm-hmm. And I tried to do my best to listen in turn to anybody who was going through some challenges. And if I had some wisdom to pass on, I would do so.
Well, Ron, you are a great listener, and you're a great friend, and you do accept these struggles that you have been asked to go through or open to go through. You accept them with grace and dignity, and you're a prayerful person, and you're a person of gratitude. So there's, you know, not much more you can, I mean, you can work on in various areas, because you're pretty much hitting all the marks on in that, and in a way to make your suffering work for you rather than against you. So that's the beauty of what you're going through. And that's why I always say you're so strong, Ron. And this is, you know, an interesting time for you, because you are a man of faith. And I think that's wonderful. And you do want to get closer and closer to God and get stronger and stronger. So the best we can do, Ron, is be support you in prayer and surround you in prayer so you can feel those prayers and be assured that you have that kind of spiritual support from here on this side of the veil. But as you said so eloquently, you have, you know, your guardian angel, you have the saints. Of course, you know, Jesus and Mary is very, they're very close to you. So, I mean, God bless you, Ron. You just know that you're in the top of the prayer book here on Take Two. And so we pray 24/7. And so keep us posted and stay strong, Ron. Okay.
Will do. And just one little quick insert. A couple of days back, I got a surprise visitation from a Jesuit priest friend who wow. popped in and said, if you're up for it, I'll be by. So I received the confession anointing nice. And communion on a day that I had a real, real tough time going with.
Wow. See, the priests show up at just the right time. That's why we love our priests. Thank you, Ron. Okay, I'm asking, do you ever have to pretend everything is okay in life? Please, please call us here on Take Two. I'll be right back. Do you ever have to pretend everything is all right in life? When it's not, it's not the truth, it's not all right, but you just don't want to bring anybody else down. And so we want to talk about it. Ron from LA just freed that phone line, so we have one open phone line. If you feel the prompting of the spirit kind of nudging you, then make that call. Maybe a first-time call if you've never called into a live talk radio program. We'd like to think we're very friendly. Matt Gubinsky is wonderful to talk to. I think I'm pretty friendly. 833-288-3986. I can be kind of dorky at times. I don't know why. It's my personality, my sense of humor. I try not to take things too seriously because life is very difficult. I'll tell you, it really is. Especially when you've gone through two bouts of cancer. I mean, it is just brutal. 833-288-3986. Pick up that last phone line. Christina in Dallas, Texas. Hold on just another 30 seconds. I just want to say a big shout out and congratulations going out to two more members of the EWTN radio family. WJPN in Dumfries, Virginia is celebrating 8 years with EWTN, and KEFA in Wenatchee, Washington marks 10 years with us. Congratulations to David Morales and at St. John Paul, the Great Catholic High School in Virginia, and Michael Drollman at Core Christi Academy in Washington from your friends here at EWTN. Wow, look at this. So Virginia celebrating 8 years, Wenatchee celebrating 10 years. Wow, that's combined 18 years of reaching souls with the gospel message. I say they're living out what Pentecost started with our church. It's happy birthday to our church. You can also talk about Pentecost if you want to call in because it was, you know, the feast was yesterday. I'm just curious, did anybody wear red to Mass? I saw a lot of red this year. That was good because people are getting into that mindset and really entering into the liturgy fully. I love that. 833-288-3986. But that's not the topic today. The topic is actually, do you ever have to pretend everything is okay in life? Let's hear what Christina in Dallas, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network has to say. Hi, Christina. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest, Christina. I am good today. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, great. Yay. I'm doing great today too. My son got married at 19, just a year and a half ago, not even quite. And right away they got pregnant and they were university students and had twins. So they were trying to finish up school and raise babies. And it was crazy. So she only had one class on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I volunteered to babysit. And after a couple months, there was a week where I was sick, and I you know, sent a message the night before saying, hey, I'm feeling sick and probably don't want to be around the babies. And I was sick the entire week. Mm. So I let them know that. And so they, quote, fired me, but they didn't tell me why. And they wouldn't talk to me about it. And I just kept asking, can I have 15 minutes of your time? Nope. And then I just sent a long email with all kinds of accusations that were false. Anyway, so it was very heartbreaking. So now after they graduated a week ago, so they asked a week later, we can sit down and talk now. But, I mean, I did not bring a list with me, but my husband was there and he's like, everybody kind of apologized generically and it seemed to smooth things over. And my husband doesn't want me to bring anything up. And I all my life, I suffered a lot of injustice from the hands of my mother growing up. And so it just really, really triggered that. And I don't know if I should just keep my mouth shut and not bring any of it up, or should I try to address this with them? Hey, these were false accusations.
Okay, so a couple questions. Did you bring in any professional counselors or therapists? Did you talk to any of them or a spiritual advisor or anything of that nature before you have this meeting?
Not about the meeting, no. I did end up going to resuming a counseling with a counselor because of this incident. Mm-hmm. But the whole meeting was kind of sprung on us, like, you know, the day before. So And so we've just been trying. My counselor and I, she's like, you know, write a letter to your son. Don't give it to him. We'll talk about it. Sure. So we have been working on that because she's like, what mm-hmm. I've written so far, she's like, I feel a lot of anger in there. So.
Yeah. Is it possible that your daughter-in-law has gone through some emotional, hormonal changes after the birth of the twins that maybe she's just a little bit, a little bit sensitive in certain areas?
Oh, I'm absolutely convinced that she even had trauma from before because, so she wouldn't talk to me. Like, they would come over to my house and she would not show any sign of affection to my son. She wouldn't hold hands with him. She would sit next to him. She would just be like one of those huge clams that was closed. Mm-hmm. See pictures at the bottom of the ocean, no matter how much I tried to engage her. And friends have told me, you know, they're like, she kind of has some signs of autism.
Okay. So what you're doing is spot on, having a counselor. That is fabulous. So I would listen to your counselor and do those exercises or things to help you cope through this. But keep this in mind. Just put this, you know, file this, if you will, Christina. Obviously, your goal is to have a relationship with your grandchildren, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then go for that goal. And don't let your son and his wife have too much of an emotional impact on you. Go for the goal of having the relationship with your grandchildren.
Okay. And just offer up the rest of it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll tell you why I say that, because I've been in coaching for 24 years and I deal with parents and grandparents all the time. And the grandparents that really try to help and enlighten and fix their adult children and in-laws and stuff, it ends up having an effect on breaking the relationship with the grandkids, because those parents, those adult children of yours are in the way, if you will, because they are the ones that get to say when and how you have a relationship with the grandchildren. So go for the grandchildren. That's what I would say.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I've just seen it. So you have to know what your goal is, you know. Some people will say, well, you know, my grandkids live far away. I'm not going to see them. But it sounds like your grandkids are right there. So it's, you know, and they'll say, okay, but I just want to have a good relationship with my adult child. Okay, if that's what your goal is, then work on that. But if your goal is to have a relationship with those little ones, and that would be the best way, because you, especially from a, how is your son and your daughter-in-law spiritually? Are they active in the church?
Yes, they are. You know, she actually got her degree in Catholic theology. She's a convert. But I don't feel like they have a spiritual life. It's all head. It's all intellectual. It's all knowledge.
Got you. So then you need to be there as the grandmother. So that's perfect. So you're in a perfect position. Yeah, I would offer it up. Let the sadness of this work for you spiritually. It's only going to, you're only going to attain, I believe, a bigger crown in heaven. So there you go.
Okay, great. Thank you. I really needed to hear just point blank. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Christina. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Have a beautiful week. Okay, so Christina's going to free that phone line there. And we had a couple of our Take Two family members were on the line waiting and you dropped off. So if you want to call back, the lines is open right now. If you want to call back, please dial this number 833-288-3986. I know we always have full phone lines, but I'm trying to go really fast, you guys, and I can get to everybody. So call back if you have something to say about this topic of pretending in public, even though things are not so good at home or in your life. So let's go to Mary in Arizona on YouTube. I'm waving to you, Mary. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. So I'm just realizing we're hitting kind of that, I don't know, midlife where my husband and I are knee deep in elder care. Mm-hmm. And we're also having our kids are now like in their young adult life, and we're trying to like, you know, get them going on their way. But, you know, they still need us. And anyhow, in all of this, I guess we've kind of found that our relationship has become more like a companionship than a husband and wife. Mm-hmm. And I never thought that would happen. But like you said, if you want to be real honest, and I guess that's what I found is,
Are you working together at these things that you're dealing with? I mean, it sounds like maybe you're going into position of where you can be of greatest help in the area. So are you kind of working together on this time in life?
We started that way. We've been doing this for 10 years, just him and I. We have siblings, but it's just him and I.
Okay.
So we were working together and leaning on each other, and then it just got to be so much. And then in an effort to not make it clash, we kind of said, okay, you do your thing, I'll do my thing, kind of like divide and conquer.
Right.
And maybe we'll meet in the middle. Mm-hmm. I think instead of meeting in the middle, we're just kind of like...
drifting apart? Are you drifting apart?
You got your stuff. I don't think we're drifting apart, but we're not moving. We're just...
Okay. Got it. So, Mary, I've heard your story many, many times. You're not alone, okay? But you can fix this. Do you have a person outside of the relationship that you talk to that both of you trust, like a priest, a deacon, a therapist, a coach, a counselor?
No.
Okay. You may want to think about getting somebody you trust that is a person that's outside of the relationship that can look at things objectively and really provide some insight. Okay, that's number one. Number two, this can be fixed with stolen moments. Have you heard of the phrase the phrase stolen moments?
No, I haven't.
Okay, stolen moments are those precious times during the day or the week or the month where you can have that spontaneous thing happen or planned event where it can be small in time and effort, but it's impactful in the relationship. It really helps. And what I mean by that is you can even do it 2, 3, 5 minutes a day, a week, where it really does sustain and support and keep the relationship afloat. And so what you want to do is, you know, maybe you only have 15 minutes for the two of you to have, I don't know, lunch together once a week or dinner, you know, because if you're two ships passing in the night, getting all your stuff done, you may not have that kind of time. Well, you take that 15 minute dinner and you really do make the most of it. You don't talk about what you're going through. You don't talk about the chores or the to-do list or the problems or, you know, finance. You don't talk any type of financial matters. You just really spend that 15 minutes in quality time just being with each other as husband and wife over that beautiful meal for 15 minutes. I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but those little stolen moments, they add up over time and they really do help relationships. They're golden. I know people that have the most hectic schedules, and as couples, they rarely see each other. And I mean, rarely see each other. They work different schedules. Everything is completely off, but they have these stolen moments once a day that are anywhere between 5 and 15 minutes or 30 minutes of just quality time spent together, really enjoying each other, and it has sustained them. What do you say?
I think that sounds really good. I'm just afraid that we've become so inundated in the care that I honestly don't know what we would talk about if we had a stolen moment.
Exactly. That's why you got to force it. So you plan it. Plan the first one, Mary. Say to your husband, okay, we're going to take, you know, 15, 20 minutes and we're going to have lunch or breakfast or dinner or a cup of coffee together, whatever. And all I want to talk about is the next time we're going to go on vacation or how about a dream idea that we both have and we want to talk about. That's all we're going to talk about for that 15, 20 minutes. You really do orchestrate it and conduct it at the first couple times. You'll see that it gets easier and it becomes more spontaneous later on.
Okay. Thanks for the hope.
Yeah, no, if you try it, I mean it sincerely, it is golden. It's one of the easiest things to do, but we all overlook it because we're just doing life and life is so chaotic. So if you just plan it, you someday you'll call me back and say it worked. I just know it. I've seen it work all. It works all the time, actually. It's really good. But you don't want to, like you said, you don't want to talk about the problems that you're both dealing with or the chores or the heaviness of things you're going through. You want to talk something very light, but set the stage and keep those ground rules for that stolen moment. But call us back when we can praise God for it. I'm going to be praying for you because you're not alone. It happens to a lot of couples. So you're not alone. And that should make you feel a little bit better that it's not, you're not, you know, you don't feel so isolated that it's only happening to you guys. It happens a lot. Okay?
I know. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Call us back if you need anything. Okay? We're there for you, Mary. Thank you. God bless you. And thank you for taking care of the elderly that you are, both you and your husband are devoting your time to. So that's important. And Pope Francis would agree with that because he just talked about that, taking care of the elderly. Okay, Kim called back from North Carolina. I did a shout out to Kim in North Carolina who had dropped off and called back. Thank you, Kim. Sirius XM 130, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you
go
hear
right
me?
Ahead. Okay. Yes. Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you that you've had a couple of other callers that have touched on living with chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
And I also live with chronic illness, and I love your show. I listen to it as much as possible, but as far as like wearing a smile, it is something that I've learned I have to do. I have to wear that smile. I have to show other people that I am not going to let all my diagnoses be who I am, because I am a child of God. I am loved. I can love people. But that doesn't mean I can pour out how I really feel physically every day, because I can't. Because it can be depressing, and I refuse to allow that
right
to enter in. And I just wear, a lot of times I'm not, I guess you might say honest, but I feel like it's a spiritual thing that I'm honest spiritually. I feel like I'm loving people by just saying, I am doing fine. Thank you. You know,
right.
It's like I'm rising above this in a way that I didn't ever think I could before, but I'm having a hard time concentrating.
No, you're perfect. Okay, so Kim, I want to share something that you said that talk about being golden. It was a golden nugget that just came out of your call, and let me share a couple things real quickly. First of all, I put you in the prayer book. Oh, we have two Kims. We have a Kimberly and a Kim. This is so cool. Two Kims today. Kim, I put you in the prayer book. So we're going to pray because you said you're dealing with this chronic illness, and I can totally relate. But I love how you said, I refuse to let this, you know, get to me and bring me down and bring other people down. You're going out there with a smile on your face. And I love that, because what I think you're also saying to people is that we are surviving. Okay. We are making it in this world. This is an awesome time to be alive. It's a chance for us. And those of us who have a spiritual understanding, right? This is our opportunity to grow in holiness. Okay. We're not going to have this kind of opportunity in purgatory. It's a whole different place. Okay. It's a whole different existence. We're not going to be able to have that, the kind of comfort that we can bring to ourselves here on this side of the veil. This is an awesome opportunity to be alive and to be functioning. And so basically, Kim, what you're stating is that you're stating, hey, you know what? You may see or you may sense that I'm dealing with something, but I'm going to put this smile on my face. I'm going to show that I'm blessed to be alive. That is golden, Kim. Way to go.
Thank you. I feel like you know, when he says, and I want to be careful not to take scripture out of context, too, because mm-hmm. that happens a lot, but by me, too. Sometimes in my weakness, I will become strong mm-hmm. because of what Jesus did for me at the cross and what many of the saints, his disciples, mm-hmm. other people I know living with chronic illness, they set an example, you know, and mm-hmm. and I can be strong too. And yeah. Sometimes I think if I hadn't gotten so sick, I wouldn't have an understanding of the depth that I do, even though I'm not always, like, you know, smiling. I don't want to give a false representation, but most of the time I can just totally smile through it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Well, because you have Christ. That's what you're referencing. You have Christ, and it's Christ who strengthens you. Absolutely. Kim, you're awesome. I'm going to have to let you go at that because we only got a couple more minutes. You are incredible. I got you in the book. Thank you, and have a beautiful week. I have to share real quickly, Kimberly called back too. So Kim called back and Kimberly called back. I wanted to share, join us for Mother Angelica Live Classics on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. On this week's show, Mother Angelica lends her insight on the seven gifts at Pentecost. Oh, I love that. See, that's a great way to live out Pentecost. Okay, Kimberly in Pennsylvania, Sirius XM 130. I've got a couple minutes. Hello, Kimberly. Thanks for calling back.
Hello. Nice talking to you. I just want some prayer. Mm-hmm. I have to show a sharp face every day to my family. I live with my daughter and son-in-law. I take care of my three grandchildren all week long. Mm-hmm. And I'm never supposed to complain or say anything negative or I'm supposed to accept everything that's just brought to me. And they make some comments that aren't very nice. And I'm really trying to do my best because this is our situation right now.
Right. Well, let me just share. You've got the prayers. I put you in the book, Kimberly. You're not alone. This happens a lot. I hear this all the time with coaching, with the clients that I have in coaching. This generation that is raising kids, they want us adults that have raised kids too. They want us to be their cheerleaders. They want us to be positive. They don't want to really be around things that are negative, and sometimes they call it toxic and stuff like that. Although they can be negative and toxic, I guess that's okay, but we can't be. So it's kind of interesting. Kimberly, you're not alone. We'll pray, but for you to have strength. Again, same thing. You're in an awesome opportunity to offer it up and let this is a form of suffering. Let this form of suffering work for you spiritually rather than against you. But you got the prayers, Kimberly, and thank you for calling back. Liz in South Carolina, I'm going to squeeze you in. You literally have 45 seconds. I just wanted to squeeze you in. Go right ahead. Liz, are you there? Yes, you got 45 seconds, Liz. I know, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead.
It's okay. Okay, so we were talking about wearing masks, and I'm just going to this really quick. So my husband's in ministries. He and I, it's a second marriage for both of us. Mm-hmm. However, we were never married in the church. He was denied. He was married once in the church and denied an annulment. So we live a Josephite marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's in multiple ministries at church, but at home, he is a different person. He flies off the handle. He's cursing. He's just constantly irate towards the children. And it's just a complete opposite of what he is in public. Yeah. And we were talking about wearing masks.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to leave with that because I can't.
Right. But Liz, I'm going to put you in the book too, because I've got the prayer book out. But just to know, when you're not integrated like that, when you're not kind of living somewhat of a similar life in public as in private, it can be very, very tension filled. it can be, it, there's a lot of problems with that. So I would suggest getting some professional help if you can, if he's open to that. But Liz, you've got the prayers from us. I'm glad I got to squeeze you in. Joe says, I prefer to be honest, no faking it for me. We all struggle. I do believe somehow with a strong faith in God, things will be okay. And Elizabeth says, I've been pretending everything is okay, but I'm going through a storm. Have nobody to talk to. She doesn't talk to anybody about it, only to Jesus. Elizabeth, and you got your guardian angel too, but you know, sometimes it's good to really talk to somebody you can trust so you can also bounce ideas off of them as well. Thanks to the show team, Charles, Michael, Matt, you guys are amazing. Take Two family, you are awesome. Tomorrow, Jerry will be back, and this is the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God. And so until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.